He wants to know the best ways to get your wife to let you go hunting.
The best ways to get your wife to go hunting, or your let your wife let you go hunting?
Best ways to get the wife to let you go hunting.
Okay.
Okay.
Say you gotta work. And then just go hunting.
Because here's the thing. I don't know. My wife never questions whether I'm at work
or
not.
So here's the problem. If you could have a time machine, that'd be the best. Because I was very upfront with Anne when we were dating. I said, if we get married, I hunt every time this time of year. I will do it till I die. I've done it before you. I'll do it with you. I'll do it after you. And you just something you're going to have to be okay with. And she still married me.
Did you get it in writing? Is that part of the...
We should have got it in writing, but it was more of a spit handshake agreement.
Yeah. But and then you said, and no, you can't come with.
Well, no, she just doesn't want to come. Yeah. I think one is picking the right girl.
Yeah.
I think that's a big deal. I think it's really tough if you're a hunter and she doesn't like when you go hunting. Like, you know, they say that good marriages, if you can agree on religion, finances, and parenting. I think if you can also agree on hunting, those are the four. Yeah. That's a good marriage.
Yep. Yeah.
So, if you're not in that boat, again, we always say this, consider divorce. if you do love her, you know, if you happen to still love her and you didn't do the before marriage work and you can't divorce her, I think that it just comes back to leverage. How much leverage you got?
Yeah.
You build up the points on the scoreboard.
Start going to all the gender reveal parties with her, all that. If you got to play that game, that's the way it's got to go.
Yeah.
I also think what you could do is maybe have a second freezer that's hidden in a hidden location in the house.
Ooh,
that's take all of the meat that's out of your freezer, put it in that one, and then say, we don't have any food to eat.
Smart.
I now need to feed the family. Mm-hmm. I need to go hunting.
Yeah. Meat shortage.
Yeah.
There's a duck breast shortage at the grocery store right now.
Yeah.
There's a turkey gizzard shortage at the grocery store.
How are we supposed to make pheasant soup if we don't have any pheasants?
Yeah, exactly.
You could have a whole separate hidden kitchen and just get rid of all the food.
Yeah.
And you could have a whole separate. We need to eat.
Different marriage.
Yeah. You could have a different
wife that lets you.
That's another option. Consider a second marriage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, like a weekend thing. You could also turn it into like a little part-time hourly job for her. So like, let's just say every hour you're gone, she makes $20.
So you want to pay her off is what you're saying.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Briber. Yeah.
Let's get her into something as much as you're into hunting. So when she does that, you just go
hunt. Then you found out that's a slippery slope, Tyler.
That's
suggesting
true.
That she should get a hobby is offensive.
Yes. Yeah, it was in a casual conversation, and I maybe didn't say it the best way, but I essentially just said to my wife, like, you should get a hobby. And I meant it because, like, I do fun shit all the time. Like, I go golfing. I'll go hunting. I hang out with my friends. Like, and we... fantasy football stuff, right? And like, she just hangs out with her friends and they get coffee. It's like, maybe you should like find something like golf to do.
I think it may be part, so not to throw this back on you, but you may be prohibiting her from getting more hobbies because you already have a lot and someone has to watch the kids.
No, I push it all the time. I was like, hey, I don't have to golf this weekend. You find something to do.
Why don't you guys do something together?
We could. We do. That's the only time she does hobby like things is with me.
Yeah. I think that you could also make it like if you're going on a hunting trip, suggest that she goes on a trip as well.
Mm.
Kind of a his and hers.
Pay for that trip, yeah. I mean, money talks with anything.
I think, right? Yeah. You know what? T-shirt guy, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Money talks, briber with a trip, briber with money.
Yeah.
Briber with...
glitz and glam and...
clits and glam.
Clits and clams.
Could bribe her with sex as well.
You got to find it first.
Yeah.
You can also guilt
do extensive research to find out where the G-spot and or clitoris is.
Yeah.
And then show your magic.
Do you want
but
me
then
to...
she won't want you to, but then she won't want you to leave because then she'll always want
well, no,
it.
Well, no.
So on an early Saturday only... morning, you can't go hunting.
No, you, hey, you only can get it if you let me go hunting, you know?
Okay, or that, yeah.
Dangle or the that. Carrot, yep. You know?
Fucking dangling wang.
Chuck.
Chuck
and Charles and Richard.
So that would be my advice.
Yeah.
Would you second that motion?
Yeah, if you can absolutely put that work in, then be putting that work in, but hold off a little bit so she wants it even more.
Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/YouBetcherRadio.